morning, it's 6:19 with sports news. I'm Jesse King. In the NBA last night, the Celtics squandered most of a 27-point lead in the fourth quarter before Jaylen Brown came through in the final minutes to secure a 121-113 victory over the Lakers. Also, the Suns bested the Kings 122-114, the Warriors crushed the Cavaliers 119-101, and the Bucks took down the Hawks 120-109. LaMarcus Aldridge has retired from the NBA after 15 seasons, saying he experienced an irregular heartbeat during his final game with the Nets. The 35-year-old called it one of the scariest things he had ever experienced, but says he feels better after getting it checked out. The 7-time All-Star signed with the Nets last month. He previously played for San Antonio and Portland. In Major League Baseball yesterday, the Twins nipped the Red Sox 4-3, the Royals held on atop the Blue Jays 7-5, the Diamondbacks routed the Nationals 11-6, and the Dodgers downed the Rockies 7-5. The Mets and Phillies were rained out in New York. It's the Mets' third washout in 5 days. In the NHL, Anders Bjork scored his first goal with his new team as the Sabres surprised the Capitals 5-2. Also, the Bruins ripped the Islanders 4-1, the Rangers shut out the Devils 4-0, and the Flyers edged the Penguins in a shootout 2-1. In other news, Albany's indoor lacrosse team will be named the Albany Firewolves after fans voted for the name with over 1,000 online submissions. The National Lacrosse League team unveiled a new logo yesterday featuring a wolf with orange and red flames. They'll call the Times Union Center home. The NLL season is set to begin December 3rd. And Major League Soccer starts today. Austin, Texas finally has a Major League franchise of its own as Austin FC gets ready to kick off its season tomorrow night. But tonight it's Houston versus San Jose and Seattle versus Minnesota. I'm Jesse King.